USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
More protests today in Texas to end separation of family detainees. Julian Castro, former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, says the president uses cruelty as a hobby.
What's happening in the United States today, separating children from their parents at the border, is immoral. It's wrong, and it has to change right now.
Although the president signed an executive order stopping the separation, saying families should be detained together, Castro says even that is inhumane. Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke visited a tent city yesterday, set up for migrant children waiting to be reunited with their parents.
The medical care, from what we can ascertain, the food, from what we can determine, the facilities, we saw some kids playing soccer, their general attitude seems to be positive given the conditions. But nothing makes up for a policy implemented by this administration that takes kids away from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.